Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to the LSO Treat Show on this last Monday in September. I'm LSO, the founder and owner of a product line and self-published books, Taste and Treats, Erotic Playground, and Sultry, Intoxicated, and Naughty, along with your yearly calendars and much, much more. LSO Books have the recipes to add spice to your life with well-seasoned words to entice your taste buds. If you are looking for erotica that is different, fun, and exciting, look no further than LSO. She is not your normal erotic poet. She takes you on an erotic journey that is incredibly unique. By the time you are finished reading, her talent will have captivated all your senses, where you have now become one in the inspired reality of her reading. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the erotic expressions of her poetry. LSO is creating magic with words. Come along for the ride. If so, LSO and Soldier of Love will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. Also, don't forget to join in on the Lawless Radio LSO Treats Facebook group, where posts continue the conversations and also start new ones. I'm sorry, I didn't even bring any water with me, and it feels like I'm about to start choking again, but I'll be okay. These are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcome. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions or comments. And you never know, you can call in, you can be live on air, or you can instant message me at LSO Treats, or, yeah, those are the ways to get your message across. But it's best if you call in, because not only can you listen online, you can also express your concerns or ask your questions or respond or what have you. So we're going to jump right in this evening. Tonight's topic is single and sex in the city and working on a change. I understand that the website itself is having some issues, so I do apologize for those who are trying to get on. People are calling me, of course. I can't answer my phone now. I'm on the radio, so please stop calling. But we're going to get through. We were supposed to have Kay Shepherd on again. She was going to come on again so we can enjoy. So I'm assuming that she's unable to get through because the site is having a whole lot of issues. And you know what? It's a whole lot of the site going on because I was just on Facebook on the computer and now that's gone. I don't know what's going on, but give me a moment, everyone. Let me try logging back into everything. I don't know what's going on with the systems tonight. But don't go anywhere, people. I'm going to be right here. Let me just log back into everything again. This is really weird that everything is getting kicked out. Okay, I'm back on Facebook and Excuse me. Come on, everything. I don't know, y'all. What's going on with the computers and all the systems? Okay. Ms. K said, give her 10. Okay. Let me try to get back in on Twitter as well. My apologies, everyone, but I don't know what's going on with the systems. Everything is just a little bit wacko right now. Everything just got shut down, so stay with me. Don't go anywhere. Do not go anywhere, because if you do, I will find you. I will find you. Okay, now, oh, they told me they could verify. I forgot. Sorry. I'm just trying to log back into everything, people. My apologies to you. Okay, now I'm logged back into everything. Hope not to get kicked out again. Okay, well, our first question was, while single, what is your focus? Now, there were plenty of people who answered these questions in a group. So this is why, excuse me, you should come into the group, because you get a chance to, if you're unable to listen to the show, you get a chance to voice your opinion still, and it'll be read online as well. So I'm trying to go, I should have had, everything was queued up, but of course, considering I got kicked out of everything, it's no longer queued up, everything is all over the place. Now, when you're single, that's a good time for you to focus on self and get yourself in order and find out your likes, your dislikes, what you're willing to settle for, what you're not willing to settle for. It gives you the opportunity to be with self and get self in order. So when you come upon your mate, things will be much different, because you already know what you're looking for, what you're willing to accept, what you're not willing to accept, what you're at least willing to compromise. So when they come to you with some BSness, you can just kill it right at the door. You don't even have to worry about it any further than anything. Why? Because you've been to yourself and you've been single, where you are able to understand what it is that you want, and you're ready and you're prepared for it. I don't know why my stuff is all over the place in the system. Once they kicked me out, you know, it's hard to find stuff, so I'm trying to scroll through. But anyway, we had I was going to say, hello, Kitty. Kitty Meow, she put in living my best life and maintaining my happiness. Yeah, that's true. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do, because if you don't do that, I cannot talk to you, people. Stop calling my cell phone. I cannot talk to you. I am on line. I don't know why people do that. I'm sorry. She had said, you know, living my best life and maintaining my happiness. That's the ultimate thing to do, is to maintain your happiness. Because if you're not happy, you're not going to make the people around you happy. And that's the last thing. That's the last thing you need, you know, to be in a room full of unhappiness for whatever the reason. But when you find happiness within yourself, you're able to show that, and it gives off a certain kind of energy, and you're able to express yourself accordingly. And, you know, she said living her best life, not nobody else's, her best life. So that's the greatest thing ever, to be able to go out and come and go and do as you please and get up and move and do things as you opt to do it without any qualms, you know, from anyone. And until you're able to do that on your own, you won't know how it is to actually do it when you have a mate or when you have a partner or when you have a significant other, because you're not used to it. So, and then when you're single, that gives you a chance to operate accordingly, so that when you come into a relationship, you are already ready. You already know what you want. You know what you need. You know what you're not going to tolerate. So you're good. You are ready, ready. Excuse me. And since the system kicked me out, I can't find other people's comments within the group. Okay, here it is. Here it is. I'm sorry. We got one. Okay, we had another young lady. She had put, always will be my kids, but in addition, my overall health and finances. Well, yeah, that's very, very good. you know, of course, you know, when you have kids and you get into a relationship, you come as a package. You know, it's not just you. The person just can't accept you. They have to accept you and your kids. And if they don't, then that's not the right relationship for you. And yes, health and finances, those are like the, well, finances is I believe the number one reason why people get divorced or relationships fail, because with finances and people not knowing how to budget and people spending and living beyond their means, that can put a great big damper on the relationship, because it's putting stress on the other person, and it's just overall not good. If you don't know how to handle your business financially, that right there can just make everything all not so good at all. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm feeling really congested right now. I don't know where that came from. I should have put on my humidifier, which I did not. Okay, we had a gentleman. He put, always me. Another gentleman, success. So if I ever run into my exes, I can throw it up in their faces. A young lady, my focus is on family and business. Another gentleman, self-growth and money. Another gentleman, cream. Another gentleman, success. Another gentleman, buying my house. And a young lady, degrees and palm trees. And another young lady, she put me. Well, you know, all of those answers are great ones, because that's exactly what you, when you're single, you're able to do that and dive in and take care of all of that, because, you know, you can move a little bit more freely when you're single. And when you're in a relationship, you know, a lot of those things, out of common courtesy, you know, you have to share that with your mate, and you're not able to move as freely. The next question is, are you secure within yourself? Now, believe it or not, there's a lot of people that are insecure, and they don't even really know that they're insecure, because they're so in tune to what it is they're doing that they don't even realize that that's an insecurity. Well, we had one young lady. She put, I am, for the most part. It is nice to be with someone who enjoys being with me. Okay. We had a kitty meow and I'm sorry, again, the question is, are you secure within yourself? And explain. Katie Meow put, yes, I am, but it took a process to get there. When you're single, that's the best time to self-evaluate, self-reflect, and self-improve. You are absolutely correct. When you are single, that gives you the opportunity to do everything independently, but in doing so, it sets you in a different mind frame so that, again, when your Mr. Right or Mrs. Right come to you, you're ready and you're prepared. So you can't, you just can't be out there doing, you know, doing some of nothing when you're single, because if you're not working on yourself when you're single, there's no way you're going to be able to operate. But it's a process, and like she said, it was a process to get there. It doesn't happen overnight, but it can happen. So it's just something you have to work on it. We had a gentleman, he put very, another gentleman put very, young lady, she put very, and another young lady, absolutely, I bring way too much to the table and I don't mind eating alone, therefore come correct or it's a table for one. I most definitely agree with you on that. If you are not comfortable to sit and eat at the table by yourself, there's no way, well, I can't say there's no way, but eating at the table by yourself is an experience that you can bring with you, so when you do come into a relationship, you can appreciate it much, much more than when, you know, you're not in a relationship. So, once again, being by yourself or single, it gives you the opportunity to have total focus on self and make things right for yourself. And if you don't take that opportunity when it presents itself, you're kind of shortchanging yourself. I know I kept saying self a lot of times, but it's the truth. You're really shortchanging yourself, because that's the perfect opportunity to get everything and put things in order at that particular time. But if you don't do that, then I don't know. But learn, get to learning yourself and make it right for you. But I know we have issues with the system right now, and I need to go and get some water as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a song, and I know the system is bugging out, so I'm not even sure if I'm coming through clear for you either way. But we're going to keep rocking and rolling on, and we're going to make it do what it do. Wait a minute, what is this? Why do I have, how did this all happen? Okay, see, we're having issues all over the place. All over the place. Wait a minute, good peoples, because I'm trying to do this as well. And I don't know what's going on. Everything is just wackadocious. Whack adocious. Okay. We're getting ready to play a song. And as soon as I cue it up, as soon as I go and find the song, how about that? That's usually how you do it, right? You got to find the song. Well, today is just one of those days. Everything is just going all over the place. And I don't even know how all of that happened, but I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm.
To a beggar from a chooser, okay. But I chose you, so you owe me. At least then a girl, something on the low key. And by the end of the night, if you chose me, maybe I can go and slip you out your hosiery. I'm something like a boss, no cliche. So put my number in your phone as a keepsake. And every weekday, dream of the weekend. I'ma put you to bed and you can sleep in.
Even the stats, yeah. 'Cause everything rap is misleading and whack. So hip-hop. We need in you back. I'm pleading and seeking and dreaming for that.
Yeah.
We need in the teachings you weave in the track. Cause we integrating the weed in the gap.
Click-clack.
We leaving the reason we rap. It begins so we men can be men. In fact,
yeah.
If she in, then we in. We all that we got. And the smart gon' be leading the pack.
For hip-hop.
To now is hip hop, cause the fact of the matter is sell like it's stock,
it's selling,
it's copped, it's sold like it's rock,
it's rocked,
about to blow like it's Glock. Hip hop was sold a big plot. You may think hip hop in control, but it's not.
It's not.
Machine do it, man. The industry did this,
yeah.
Got us into it just for industry business. Y'all missed this and y'all weren't listening. Tupac and Biggie, I can use for instance. And they tripping, using our hits and songs to give us bigger penitentiary sentences. So it ain't always good at the top. So what we need to do now is just stop and find hip hop.
Hip hop.
Thank you.
Sorry, everyone. I'm not sure what's going on with the system. I'm not even sure if y'all are hearing me, but on my end, it seems that everything is playing, but it's some switching up going on. So I apologize to you. So if you get a chance to, listen to the show later, you'll hear my apology. Okay, moving right along. The next question was, are you ready for a relationship? And wait a minute. There was Kitty Meow said, yep. And another young lady, she put, not yet, I'm a package deal. I want to be with someone who understands my situation and whole as a single. And, I don't understand that one. But something as a single parent, which means my kids will always be first. So, with that being said, again, when you are single, it allows you the opportunity to make these decisions right here to know if you are ready or not. Where in one spectrum, and one young lady, she says yes, and then there's another young lady, she says no. So that being single, it gives you that opportunity to make decisions just as such. And the one who said no, because, and she made it very clear, she come as a package deal. So with coming as a package deal, you should know that it's not going to be just her, that she have kids involved, or she may have a parent that she's taking care of, or a relative she's taking care of, whatever the case may be. You should know that it's not just her. It's her with in addition to. So if you are not ready for that type of situation, then she's not the type of woman for you, because she's telling you up front, she comes as a package deal. So, be mindful when people tell you something, believe it, because that's exactly what it is. And I just got word that the phone is not even ringing. It's just silence, and then it hangs up. So, again, my apologies to everyone. I know, y'all. I'm trying to multitask because I'm trying to do 1,001 things right now. Excuse me. So in the group, we ask this question as well. And people had said, well, for me, I have put, yes, I am. I am ready for a relationship. I've been single for a period of time. And with me being single, it gave me that opportunity to know my wants, my what I'm willing to accept, what I'm not willing to accept, what I'm willing to compromise, if anything. So I am now ready to accept what it is that has to be offered to me. And if it does not come to me as I have it laid out, so to say, it may not be the right one for me. And it's not saying that, you know, I have this whole list of things and I have to, you got to get it checked by each and every thing. But I definitely know what I don't want and what I'm not going to accept anymore. So in doing that, it grants me the opportunity to be able to get what it is I want. We had a gentleman, he said,